I got arrested a few years ago. It was at the Mansfield Reformatory where they filmed The Shawshank Redemption and do haunted houses. And I went down there for my friend's birthday, and we were there. And the plan was to drink at a bar and then drink at the haunted house and go drink at another bar because we bought fast passes. And we're like, we'll be in and out because we got the fast passes. But it turns out everybody else that went to the haunted house also bought fast passes. And when everybody has a fast pass, it's just the line. So we were in line for like 3.5 hours, but don't worry, we brought a ton of booze. So we just got wasted. And then I finally get up to show my ticket. It's on my phone. My phone dies. And the guy's like, sir, if you don't have a ticket, you can't come in. I was like, why would I wait in line for 3.5 hours if I have a ticket? He's like, I don't know, man. I hate this job. I just want to go home. And then I walk past him, and a cop stops me. And the cop's like, hey, no ticket. You got to get out of here. And I was like, fine, but fuck you. And he's like, well, now you're under arrest. I'm like, you can't arrest me for saying fuck you. He's like, I can if you're drunk. I'm like, ooh, got me with his legal mumbo jumbo. So since I'm getting arrested, I was like, I might as well lean into it. So I was just like, you look like fat John Cena. Everyone can see you. Even his partner laughed at that. Like, he didn't show it, but he, like, turned, and you can see his shoulders going like this. And then I got to the jail, and when I got there, I recognized a dude that was also at the haunted house. I'm like, dude, you're at the haunted house, too. Were you drunk? He's like, I'm still drunk. I'm like, did you tell the cop to fuck off? He's like, I tried to take his gun. Yeah, so we started a gang. We called ourselves the Dufresne Boys in honor of Shawshank Redemption. Yeah. First, we tried to tunnel out. That didn't work. Then we told the guards we'd do their taxes. Like, we'll do your taxes. Give me a W-2. They're like, it's October. I'm like, come on. Anyway, that's how I met Hunter Biden. He's nice. He's very nice.
I love my wife. I adore her. I think the world of her. She is my wife. But there are definitely times in my life I'm like, why are you here? Why? I'll give an example. Anytime I watch television with her, I spend $100+ on an infinite amount of cable channels a month. Why? Can I just buy one for her? HGTV. That's all she watches. HGTV. And I try to watch this horseshit with her. Horseshit. It's manure. Let me summarize every HGTV show for you, okay? Some real estate agent that's just trying to do their job is showing around a couple, a bunch of properties, and this couple's just constantly complaining the whole time. Oh my God, these floorboards are creaky. P.U., it smells in here. Somebody die? These drapes are old. How far is the city? I don't like this commute. I want to build my man cave. It's like, shut the fuck up and wait 28 minutes. You ever seen the show before? It's going to be awesome. I watch these couples. I'm like, fuck these two. I hope they're never happy. I hope they die in a house fire. Fuck them. That's the show I'd watch, House Fire. 13th property, I padlock it, light it, get the fuck, bye, fuck you guys. But look, at the same time, my wife does not want to watch my shows. Now, I love Ghost Hunters, okay? Now, here's the thing I know about every property that is haunted in these United States, okay? It's haunted by a ghost from the late 1800s to early 1900s. It's every ghost. It's a man in a regal suit with a bowstring tie and a derby cap, or a woman in a ruffled Victorian dress with a pendant of a silhouetted daughter who died at the age of 6 of the flu. It's like, this is every morbid ghost. It's time to update these ghosts. And I'll be part of that movement, because I will die in my house, and I will stay in my house. I will never leave my house, because I paid off a 30-year mortgage in that house. That is my house. I will haunt this house. I'll haunt it, but I'll be cool. I'll be a cool ghost. People be like, yeah, there's a comedian that used to live in this house. And it said he can be seen roaming the halls after midnight in boxer briefs. He's been described as having the body of a cubicle worker. Anytime he appears, the scent of Stouffer's French Bread Supreme Pizza permeates the living space. And he can be heard repeating over and over again, is the Wi-Fi down? Is the Wi-Fi down? Oh, fuck you, Time Warner, the Wi-Fi's down.
Being married to my wife is like being haunted, because you're just sharing your house with somebody that can't rest until they resolve something that happened like 100 years ago. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Well, to be honest with you, I am afraid of one ghost, and that is the ghost of the cat I killed. Okay, hold on. Before you jump to any conclusions, I don't mean a jazz musician, just in case. Okay, so here's the story. Okay, so my neighbor, who was a bit of a flake, was going out of town, and she asked me to watch her cat. And I said, sure, no problem. And so I went over to her house, and this cat was very easy to watch because it just laid on the floor dying. I mean, this cat was in miserable shape. I mean, it could barely lift its head to look at me and be like, tell me you're here to put me out of my misery. So I called up the neighbor, and I said, look, I don't know how to tell you this, but I think the only thing I can do for your cat is to have it put down, like have it put to sleep. And she said, oh, I thought that might be the case. You thought that might be the case, that when you asked me to watch your cat, I might have to murder it. Thanks. Okay, so that's the situation. I'm stuck in it. What can you do? Okay, fine, I'll do it. So I brought it to the veterinarian's office, and I walked up to the receptionist, and I said, look, I'm here to have this cat put down. Have the cat put to sleep. She said, oh, we understand. We just have to ask you some questions first. And I don't remember what the question was, but I do know when you bring a cat in to be put down, don't answer any questions with, I don't know, it's not my cat. Yeah. They don't like that. And then when they ask you whose cat is it, they don't really like the neighbor's cat either, you know? So I hear her go in the other room, and I hear her say to the doctor, like, I think there's a guy out there that just wants to kill a cat. I was like, oh, yeah, lady, I'm a satanic cat killer, only I want it done painlessly, and I don't mind paying $500 to have it done. Please. By the way, that's a pretty good murder rate. So doctor comes out, he says, look, I'm going to have to examine the cat first. I said, great. So we take it in the other room. He looks at the cat. He goes, oh, my God, you should have brought this thing in weeks ago. I said, I would have, but it's not my cat. So they did it. They put the cat down. The cat went off to kitty heaven. And as I was leaving, I was about to go. I was at the door, and I just stopped, and I turned to the receptionist, and I said, hey, I'm going to be back in an hour with another cat, and I don't want any guff out of you. You know what I'm... Okay. So that was a hard day. That wasn't my hardest day, though. My hardest day was 5 boners. And no, silly.
There's a kid who used to trick-or-treat at my apartment every year. He was so adorable. He would show up at my front door, and this last year, he's like 9 years old, and he went as Dracula, and he really went for it. Like, he had the cape and the fangs and the blood, and he showed up, and he was like, bleh, I'm Dracula, man. And I didn't want to ruin it by laughing in his face, so I played along, and I just grabbed a pencil and just stabbed him in the chest. Just plunged it in, and I said, back to hell, demon spawn. That did not happen. In the trade, we call that a make-em-up. No one calls him that. No. I like the dress-up part of Halloween. The scary part, when you're 47, man, you're not put off by ghosts anymore because you're already haunted by younger, cooler versions of yourself. Like, not a night goes by where I'm not staring at the ceiling and then 27-year-old me floats in the window like, oh, what the hell happened to you? You used to be cool. You don't even have a podcast. Seems oddly specific, ghost me. never fetishized being scared. Like, my wife's obsessed with horror movies. I have never been sitting in the theater and thought, you know what made this experience really fun? If for just a minute I thought I was going to die. If my heart could just seize up, that would really enhance the moment. I went to a haunted house a few years ago. Like, not one of those Times Square $85 haunted houses. Like, one of those rural haunted houses where they just rent out a construction site and they hire local meth heads to jump out of you. And I was with a couple of friends of mine, and we came around a corner, and this kid jumped out with, like, a machete and a bloody wife beater, and I reacted. Like a human being reacts. And everybody started laughing. Okay. So, a man with a bloody machete jumps out, and my central nervous system performs exactly as designed. And I'm the asshole here. Haunted houses, they're still the same, which is weird. Like, they've been the same since I was a kid. Like, I'm Freddy Krueger, and I'm an axe murderer. Like, we need, like, to update the haunted house model. You know, like, imagine a haunted house where you walk into one room, and all of a sudden your phone is at 3% charge. I just plugged this in. Spooky. Then you walk into a room and every person you've ever insulted online is waiting to speak with you. You know, like an ex-girlfriend, your old boss, Ed Sheeran, just random people with bones to pick. You walk into another room and it's just your dad looking at pornography. You walk in, he's like, shut the door! Oh, father, I had no idea you were such a fan of the Far East. Anyway, very ribald. Haunted houses, they're still the same, which is weird. Like, they've been the same since I was a kid. Like, I'm Freddy Krueger, and I'm an axe murderer. Like, we need, like, to update the haunted house model. You know, like, imagine a haunted house where you walk into one room, and all of a sudden your phone is at 3% charge. I just plugged this in. Spooky. Then you walk into a room and every person you've ever insulted online is waiting to speak with you. You know, like an ex-girlfriend, your old boss, Ed Sheeran, just random people with bones to pick. You walk into another room and it's just your dad looking at pornography. You walk in, he's like, shut the door! Oh, father, I had no idea you were such a fan of the Far East. Anyway,
I think after the loss of my mom and another relationship, I was like, you know what? I'm joining a cult. Or worse, going on a silent retreat. But then I watched the movie Hereditary, and I was like, nope, I'm good. I'm fine. Okay, how do we feel about Hereditary? I heard some nopes, some claps. That is the thing about Hereditary. It's very either you love it or you hate it. There's no in between. Hereditary is the cilantro of horror. So it's about this woman who's grieving a loss and then her entire family falls victim to a demon summoning cult. I didn't like it. I was not a fan. It was not my thing. But I wanted to know how other people felt. So I went on IMDb. And I read the reviews, and these are some of my favorite review titles. A dying snail on crutches moves at a faster pace. Supreme evil taken out by a nut allergy. I LOL'd when the girl's head popped off. And my personal favorite, I couldn't relate. I hope not, jeez. But if we are going to talk about cults, I think to me the most insane, scary one was Charles Manson's The Family. I mean, that's some crazy stuff, you guys. I was watching this documentary on it, and it was shocking. And the most shocking part was finding out that that fucker was 5'2". How did he get all of these beautiful girls to do his bidding for him? I mean, drugs, yes, I get it. But I want to know how that conversation went. Do you think he was like, all right, now, girls, I need you to kill Sharon Tate. And then I need you to write the word pig on the wall in blood. And then I need you to reach the Cheerios off the top shelf. Then a lot of films, a lot of iconic films in horror are based on a real person. Ed Gein. White woman, makes sense. Ed Gein is the inspiration for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Psycho, and Silence of the Lambs. So here's what happened. The cops raided his farm in the 50s. They said, Mr. Gein, we need to know where all your victims are. He said, okay, not a problem. Just get me a piece of apple pie with cheddar cheese on it, and I'll tell you everything. So they go in. They find a woman's jawbone used as a wind chime. They found coffee cups made out of skulls. They found a belt made out of nipples. And then the most horrifying part was they found a woman's face, like her whole face in a bag under his bed. And I was watching it, and all I could think about was, oh my God, that is disgusting. Who the fuck puts cheese on pie? I just saw the documentary on the Cecil Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. It's a real place that inspired American Horror Stories Hotel. Really dark history. I mean, Richard Ramirez stayed there, lots of suicide, really dark, tragic stuff. But I think the saddest story was Elisa Lam, this young student who stayed there and then she went missing, and almost a month later, they found her body in the water tank on the roof supplying water for the entire building. And in the documentary, they interviewed this young Dutch couple, and the woman was like, yes, we drank the water for 8 days. Yes, when I realized what that meant, I became physically ill that they were drinking LA tap water.
Now I'm gonna get a little political. Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna tell you guys my truth. Sorry, snowflakes. Sorry, snowflakes. If you don't like it, there's the door. Or you know what? Go sit at the children's table, because I'm about to speak my truth. Which is this: America used to be number one at having haunted houses. What happened to us? Used to be every small town had a spooky old Victorian mansion covered in cobwebs and filled with ghosts. Used to be you couldn't walk into a new town without some old man coming up to you and going, ah, hello there, I see you're new in town. Oh yeah, whatever you do, don't go up Johnson Road to old man Withers' place. In 1807, he murdered his wife and seven daughters. And on a cold winter's night, they say you can still hear him screaming and crying down the hill. We don't have that anymore. You know why? We tore down all those haunted houses and built Pizza Huts on them. And there's no such thing as a spooky abandoned Pizza Hut. You're not gonna walk into a new town and have some guy go, oh, hello there. I see y'all new in town. Whatever you do, don't drive down Route 58 for 3/4 of a mile. There's our Pizza Hut there. They say since it opened in 2007, over 400 people died from arteriosclerosis eating there. On a cold winter's night, you can hear the original manager screaming and crying because he still works there. Corporate will never promote him. Thank you. I really don't have anything to say about politics.
In my super fundamentalist Christian church youth group, they used to dress us up like clowns. Stay with me. We put on like a sinful clown play in the park. And each clown represented a different sin. So we had premarital sex clown. Oh, there's some premarital sex clowns here tonight. Yeah. We had abortion clown. Don't get mad at me, I'm just telling you what happens. And we took the youth group on a mission trip to New York City. We took our sinful clown play on the road They took us to a neighborhood in New York called Spanish Harlem.
In the 90s.
So imagine 20 white suburban teenagers walking down the sidewalk of Spanish Harlem, dressed like abortion clown. They were all staring at us and laughing in Spanish. We did a lot of weird productions like that. Every year for Halloween, we put on this haunted house that simulated you going to hell. Stay with me. It started with your funeral, a lovely way to spend a Friday evening. And we had our haunted house set up where you had to crawl under your coffin to get into hell. I don't know how biblically accurate this is. That's how we did it. And then it was just room after room of youth group kids screaming at you. But it was similar in theme to the sinful clown play. We had a room about premarital sex. We had a room about abortion. There was even a room about lust. You just can't win. It featured a man masturbating in the flames of hell. It's the kind of wholesome entertainment we're missing today.
No, we're all gonna die. We know that.
I think we then.
Now you gotta ask, like, what happens after we die?
Do you believe in ghosts? That's a great question.
Afterlife. Do you believe in ghosts? I think it's a. You get a different answer depending on how old is the person you're asking. Like, you ask, like, a millennial, like, do you believe in ghosts? They're like, I'm getting a blowjob right now.
Why are you bothering me right now? You can stay and watch. Just don't talk about ghosts and make it weird.
Come on, man. Let's get to work.
Did you say get to work?
I said let's get to work.
Okay,
I made it a group thing.
All right. Who are you, like Ray Lewis in an unfinished garage? Jesus Christ. Get to work. Put your hard hat on. Let's do this blowjob. No, but you ask an older person nearer to death, and they'll be like, yeah, I do believe it. There better be ghosts.
Yeah, yeah. That's a retirement I don't have to save money for. All
right? Thank God, right? Maybe I'll ghost down in the Keys.
I don't have to decide yet.
You don't have to do it. But if we do believe in ghosts, and I think we're heading in that direction, then I think we all have to update our collective image of what a ghost is.
Yeah.
We have this sort of outdated image, like a 1870s sea captain with mutton chops and epaulets dragging a bloody anchor across the floor, right?
Which,
by the way, those guys are great.
They're doing great.
They're on brand.
They're on point.
They're on fleek.
Fleet,
whatever it is. But look. You can't just decide that only some people become ghosts.
Yeah, people are dying
every day.
God is making new ghosts every day.
Which should be God's new motto.
Making new ghosts every day.
How cool is that? Look, but if that's true, then anyone can become a ghost. There are a lot of hipsters out there.
They're going to die hopefully soon.
That's going to happen. Well, don't clap.
Hey, easy.
Easy. Because I actually can't think of anything more annoying than having my house haunted by a hipster ghost.
How annoying would that be, right?
You hear a sound at 3 a.m., you come downstairs, there's a hipster ghost just going through your record collection, judging you like, ugh, ugh, ugh. You're like, yeah, I bought a Hall & Oates album at a garage sale. This isn't the fucking movie High Fidelity, okay?
I have to justify all my choices to you.
You know, I can't give my daughter a bath upstairs right now because there's a hipster ghost vaping in my bathtub.
Thank you.
Honey, honey, honey.
What?
Honey,
what?
Do you smell that? Why does the garage suddenly smell like craft beer?
Hipster ghost!
What?
Who signed us up for an adult kickball league?
Who put a sleeve of tattoos on the dog?
Hips!
Actually, I did that.
You did that.
I did do that.
Why would you do that?
I thought it would look cool.
Does it look cool?
Well, he's touring with the remaining members of Sublime,
okay,
so yeah, I think...
You tell me
if it looks cool. Here's the thing. Go back and watch Amityville Horror or watch Poltergeist. When you have a real ghost haunting your house,
You want to get your family out alive. When you have a hipster ghost in your house, you just want that asshole out of the house. So 3 weeks later, after the haunting, you hear a sound, you come downstairs, you see the sea captain from behind. Mutton chops, epaulettes, you're like, oh,
buddy,
sea captain. This is an archetype I can understand. This is something we can work with, right? Then he spins around, he's wearing an ironic Ghostbusters t-shirt. Hipster ghost! It's like the all-female Ghostbusters reboot. Of course, a regular ghost makes the sound, boo. Hipster ghost is like, boo. Boo to all your choices, boo. None of this food is farm to table, boo. Cage free isn't necessarily organic, boo. FYI. Which, by the way, FYI does not mean for your information.
No, it means fuck you, idiot. Every time.
That's what it means.
Every most time. Aggressive thing you can text effort. To another human being.
How come you never see no black ghosts? Black people dead too. I'm tired of white people monopolizing the afterworld. I know there's a black section. That's why you call us spooks. We got a black president. It's time for some black ghosts. Tired of this shit. And no offense, I don't like white ghosts. You play too many damn mind games. Messing with my light fixtures. Flickering them. Opening up drawers on my armoire. I don't appreciate that. Making weird ass noises while I'm eating waffles. Ooh. Black ghosts be more laid back. Be more chill. Be like Jeezy. Hey. Let me holler at you for a second. You got $20 I can hold. Till tomorrow, man. They done sent me to the wrong house to hide, brother. I ain't even trying to spook y'all, man. So if you can give me $20, I'll give me a ride across town. You know, I had to go to a funeral recently. You know, I had a friend pass away abruptly on your boy. I was sad, feeling melancholy. And I, during the week of the funeral, I called up my homeboy Jabbar, who was a mutual friend of the deceased, right? I talked, hey, Jabbar, hey, man, will you be attending the funeral? He says, nah, J-Red, I'm not a funeral person. That's what he said. And I said to myself, who is? Anybody know any funeral enthusiasts in this motherfucker? Motherfucker, I'm a funeral machine. If you dead, I'm there. Count me in. Wake me up before you go-go. I'm not a funeral person. You know what's funny? If you rearrange the letters in the word funeral, you get the phrase real fun. Go ahead, do it. You will get it. And I'm thinking, is that a subliminal message? Are we doing them wrong all these years? Should we move the services to Six Flags? Go ahead, put your granny on that roller coaster. That's the way she would have wanted it. Do a loop-de-loop. Straight to heaven.
I watch Ghost Hunters for all my information. So does this young lady from Mexico City. You're from Mexico City, right?
No.
No? You're from Mexico. Huh. Well, I only talk to people from the city. Blanco Diablo. Or is it Diablo Blanco? Who knows? How come the ghosts only speak English? How come not one ghost is like, hola, amigo? My girl is not afraid of anything. She loves watching creepy shit. Hey, let's watch The Grudge. Little Asian dude this big, he went, mm. I went, movie off. She goes, why'd you turn that off? I go, first of all, I don't even know what means. I go, you're gonna fall asleep like a little angel. I'll be up all night checking closets. We watched The Ring. Little girl, long black hair. Try to come out of my TV. Movie off. And I yanked the plug, I turned the TV around, I put it against a wall. I figured if she returns, she'll hit her head, change directions. I don't even know what she's upset at. You have hair in your mouth? That's not my problem. Go find and work it out. Get help, move forward. First, you're fine with your scary movie, right? But then you begin to hear things. I always feel like stuff's behind me. God forbid I ever touch anything physical. Unlike you, I would never look back. Hey, babe, anything over my shoulder? Watch your movie, then you start to hear things. Well, that wasn't from the TV. Pause your movie. Try and figure out where the noise is coming from. You won't go there, but you'll stretch toward it. I also love that women think men are heroic. What? Delusional. That's about as far as our bravery goes. This is the posture of the most bravest man on the earth. Because one foot is right next to our girl. Then you make noise because you want whatever's out there to know you know it's there, but it's a noise you've never made in your life. Hey, Mama. God forbid there's a response right now. Keep your closets closed. Because eventually you're gonna try and make it to a bathroom. You don't wanna walk by an open closet because shit can grab you. I made it to the bathroom, but like an idiot, I left the shower curtain closed. You know who's in there? Just waiting for you to drop your pants and then, This is what I do. I grab the shower curtain, I put it fast. Maybe you'll frighten him, he'll trip, kill himself. That's not even your fault. Get to your bed, the only thing that can protect you is your blanket. I don't care how hot it is, just leave this part out. It's gonna get hot, stay in here. You're gonna feel things circling, don't go out. Get back in, tuck that shit in tight. Nothing can stick out, foot, they get you. And contrary to what a lot of women in this room think, men, as I said, are not heroic. We don't hear a noise in the middle of the night with excitement. What was that? Ready the horses? Bring me my shield. What? We hear a noise in the middle of the night, it's more like, shit. I guess this is how I go. While they're unloading the house. Hey, listen, take whatever you want. Just don't wake her up. Hey, if you don't wake her up, I'll come down. I'll help you carry shit to the car. I know that's when my girl's foot across the bed. That's how she talks to me. Did you hear that? Yeah, I heard that. Go see what it is. I was thinking you'd go see what it is. Why are you out of breath? Because I've been carrying our shit to their car.